Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show today. Here we're talking about the United Nations' recent inquiry, which has now been referred to the International Criminal Court in The Hague for possible prosecution. And Israel and the U.S. are saying, no, you're just being anti-Semites. You can't do that. And, you know, Israel's basically saying, you know, piff and nonsense. You know, you can't say that we were out there willfully killing and torturing. After all, you didn't talk to any of our people. And, of course, Israel refused to let the United Nations interview any of Israel's people who took part in the flotilla. And now they're turning around and saying, well, this is hardly a fair and objective report. You didn't hear our side of it. I mean, this is amazing. Israel says, you can't talk to any of our people, and we don't agree with your report because you didn't talk to any of our people. This is the way Israel runs their business here. Now, speaking of Israel, they are still whining and crying and whimpering about how they want Jonathan Pollard released. In Israel's eyes, he is a hero. This is Jonathan Pollard, is the Israeli spy, one of very few who committed a crime so terrible he had to be prosecuted. And he basically gave to Israel, I mean, we don't know everything that he gave them. The true scale and scope of his crimes is still classified information. We, the American people, have never been told everything that he did. But what we do know is that he took key nuclear deterrent secrets, targeting lists, codes, procedures, all of this stuff, and he gave it to Israel. And Israel, in turn, turned around and gave it to the Union of Soviet Socialists Republic, the very people that the nuclear deterrent existed to hold in check. And Israel just gave it to them in exchange for increased immigration quotas for Russian Jews to come to the new nation of Israel. This is supposedly our best friend in the Middle East here. So in a single stroke, Jonathan Pollard completely undermined our nuclear defense against the Soviet Union. Not that I think anybody was really going to attack each other. It was just another excuse to soak, you know, the American taxpayer for money for nuclear missiles and the Russian taxpayer for bombers and whatever else they were building. I mean, it's the same scam on both sides. This is why when the heads of the military of the United States and the Soviet Union would get together, they're all buddy-buddy and shaking each other's hands and slapping each other on the back, saying, what a wonderful scam. Both countries are falling for it at the same time. But Pollard basically took that information and gave it to Israel, and Israel turned around and gave it to the Soviet Union. And that's why they threw him in jail. And Israel is trying to basically say, he's suffered enough. He's a good Jewish boy. Please send him home. You know, and they've made him a hero. They've named streets after him and everything over there in Israel. And they should have shot him. Because if you don't shoot spies, then other people come over and figure, well, we'll go spying on the United States. If they catch us, nothing bad's going to happen, which is what happened to the 60 Israelis that were arrested in connection with 9/11, including the so-called dancing Israelis, the Mossad agents who were saying, yee-haw! And they, and you know, ABC News admitted they set their video camera up before the first impact at the World Trade Towers. They knew what was coming. And the evidence was on that camcorder, that they knew ahead of time what was happening. That camcorder tape is now classified by the U.S. government, according to Carl Cameron over at Fox News. Well, so what happens to these Israeli spies, which, you know, even Fox News admitted there was evidence linking them to 9/11? They got sent home to Israel. They're big TV stars. They were on the Israeli talk shows about what, you know, our purpose was to document the event. They're big heroes over there. And so it hardly comes as a surprise that up in Utah, near the brand new, still under construction, National Security Agency Data Center, that already we have more of these Israeli art students pounding on doors and saying, want to buy a painting? And by the way, would you happen by chance to work over there, that new NSA building? They never quit. At least pull back while you're trying to get Pollard out. But no. We're going to go on spying on you, and we want Pollard back, and you will do whatever else. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as you know, over this last week, the FBI has been talking about mandating back doors for all encryption, whether it's on your BlackBerry or your iPhone or basically all your communications. They want all of your communications just to open up wide for FBI surveillance so that they can, I guess, look at the little pictures that girlfriends are sending to their boyfriends, you know, without any clothes or anything like that, the sexting messages. You know, because I guess the FBI agents can't get any on their own. So at the same time, this rather interesting story came out. Authorities plan to trawl phone lines and emails for signs of resentment toward the government. Okay? Basically, the idea is that phone calls or emails that indicate signs of resentment toward the government will get you put on the anti-terror watch list. Now, since, you know, the Republicans resent the Democrats, and the Democrats resent the Republicans, that basically means that every voting adult in the United States of America is going to wind up on the terror watch list. Now, what's really going on here? I mean, we all resent the government at this point. It's almost a ludicrous idea. This is just another propaganda stunt to try and convince people to stop talking to each other, because that's the biggest threat to the monopoly of information by the government and the media. We're talking to each other. We're texting each other. We're emailing each other. We're writing websites. We're doing alternative radio. We're doing blogs. And we're breaking the information monopoly. that the U.S. government and the corporate media enjoyed for almost a century. And they resent it. And back in Nazi Germany, I keep pointing out, our government is just basically following Hitler's playbook. Back in Germany, they let it be known. There were informants on every single block. And you didn't know who they were, but they were there listening. So you better be careful what you said. Because if the informant heard you, the Gestapo would come visit. And they didn't really have that many informants. The idea was to just make you think that they were there so that you would stay quiet. So that all anybody in Germany knew was what Hitler was screaming at them from the radio broadcasts or was in the compromised German press. And people didn't talk with each other about all the things that were going wrong, which they should have. Because they had it within their power to stop Hitler early on, and they didn't. For which history has rightly condemned the German people. And now we're in the same place. We still have it within our power to prevent World War III, and we better stand up and do it. Or, 50 to 100 years from now, history will look at America with the same hate and loathing that our generation looks at Nazi Germany. There is no escaping that. So this story about they're going to trawl phone calls and emails for signs of resentment, and they're talking about this very complicated system that is using voice stress analyzers on your phone calls to determine if you resent the government. I'm not even sure the technology could be made to work reliably. I mean, all these eye scanners and facial scanners, and we're going to show you shock pictures and measure your reaction. They've never been able to get them to work. They're spending huge amounts of taxpayer money into the security industrial complex. The number of false positives coming out of these things is just astronomical. They did one system they tested down at the Miami airport, and they got something like, in the first week, they got 1,700 false positive hits and not one real genuine terrorist. But it's not there to actually find the terrorists because the terrorists don't really exist anywhere. They're just part of this whole hoax to scare you into war. But this whole thing about trawling phone calls and emails is to trick you into staying silent about your resentment of the government, to stop complaining about, Obamacare's new taxes that are going to come into effect on the first of the year, that to get you to not talk to your neighbors about how wrong the wars are going. That's all this is. There may be a token effort to scan emails for certain words, in which case I would say find some way to use the word bomb and revolution. You know, that new processor chip is a revolution in technology. That's a perfectly benign and innocent statement, but it's going to make somebody at the FBI wake up and say, wait a minute, what did they say? They said revolution, you know. Because at the very least, for the money we spend on those guys, you know, let's wake them up from their nap. So that's all this really is. They're not really able to listen in to every single phone call and scan every single email in America, or they'd find the computer criminals who put out Stuxnet, unless they did that. It's a con game. It's a trick. It's a swindle to get you to not share with your friends and neighbors information that you all need to have. Remember, I said the very best thing that you can do in support of freedom is to speak out. Because when you speak out, you give courage to those around you to speak out. And that's exactly what this little hoax about phone lines and emails for signs of resentment is designed to try and counter. They don't want people speaking out. They want a room full of 1,000 Americans, every one of them convinced that they're the only ones who see how bad things have gotten. But they're afraid to speak out to the people around them. But if they did, if they ever rose their voices, if they ever lifted their voice and said, look, this is not working. And all of a sudden, you'd have 1,000 Americans say, I thought that too. I thought I was the only one. That's what the U.S. government, one of the biggest hoax the government is trying to put out there right now is that people with resentment toward the government are a dangerous minority. No, it isn't. If you don't resent the government, you're not paying attention. If you don't resent this government, you're completely clueless about what's going on in our society. Or you're on a federal government paycheck. You know, obviously the people who are the beneficiaries of the system, they're not going to resent the government. Hey, I'm getting paid twice what people in the private sector are getting paid for this job. And I can screw it up and still not be fired because, you know, I'm a federal government employee. So this is just another trick to try and get you to not talk with your fellow Americans about what the government is doing. And it's not going to work. Any more than the FBI's harassment of these peace activists have discouraged any of the rest of us from speaking out against these losing wars that we are in, and the losing wars, unfortunately, yet to come. Now, meanwhile, over at Fort Hood, and rather coincidental with the renewal of interest in the so-called Fort Hood shooting, there have been four suicides on the base, or at least that's what they're saying. Four suicides. We know that suicide is a major problem in the military. They're really messing up those kids. And there are a lot of suicides, but we've had just this four in this last week. And I'm almost starting to wonder, you know, are these really suicides? Or are we looking at the silencing of witnesses? Because remember, when this Fort Hood shooting took place, and they blamed it on the Muslim guy, the inside sources that we got from people at Fort Hood was that there'd been a mutiny. That soldiers who had just come home from the war zone and they were getting ready to muster out and go home to their families, and they were told, we're sorry, we've got to send you back one more time. And apparently there was a minor insurrection, people started shooting, and a lot of people got killed. And they didn't want word to get out that there'd been a mutiny, so they blamed the Muslim guy. Oh, we'll turn this around, we'll make it useful. It's like what they did with the NFL football player, Tillman, who was shot by his own people. May have been an accident, may have been to silence him because he'd seen the reality of the opium in Afghanistan and how it's tied in with U.S. drug criminals. And so they shot him, and they turned around and said, we'll use this. We'll make him a hero. He died in combat. He made the ultimate sacrifice for his country. And now, of course, we know that that was a lie. Or that really attractive young lady during the early stages of the war in Iraq where, you know, they said, oh, she was kidnapped and tortured by those Iraqis, and beautiful young American blonde girl, and how could they be so cruel? And when she came back, she said, no, actually, the Iraqi doctors fixed me up. No, you don't remember. You've got amnesia. They were cruel to you. They tortured you. And again, it's just more of the propaganda. And we actually cannot know for sure whether we're dealing with suicides in a lot of these cases or soldiers who have found out what this war is really about. Oil and opium. And they want to go public, and they are being simply, you know, shot and killed as live liabilities. Meanwhile, speaking of killing, NATO has finally admitted that one of their drone attacks did, in fact, kill four children up in Afghanistan. Golly gee shuckies, they thought they were insurgents. Remember, we reported a couple of days ago that the software that they're using for these drone targeting missions is not only pirated, it's stolen software, it's got a bug in it that can shift the aiming point by as much as 40 feet. That's the house next door. That's why all these innocent civilians are being killed. They're hitting the wrong targets. Jessica Lynch, yeah, somebody in the chat room said Jessica Lynch was the young lady who apparently wasn't all that nice and squeaky clean innocent either, but I digress. Now, Pakistan is starting to look like it may be the next big target for the United States because they sent in a bunch of drones. They justified it by saying, well, we were aware that Pakistan was going to stage multiple terror attacks. You know, the usual cover story. We had to kill them before they were going to kill us and so forth and so on. Now, because of all these cross-border raids from Afghanistan into Pakistan killing civilians, Pakistan has now shut down the main land route for NATO supplies going into Afghanistan. That is going to escalate the situation terribly. Okay. So Pakistan may be the next place where we're actually going to officially invade there. Don't they have nuclear weapons? That may get interesting here. Now, over in Sweden, they're looking at a new parliament after their new elections, and the parliament, the anti-war faction, the new majority in the parliament is opposed to the war, and they're going to present a motion to demand the withdrawal of all Sweden's troops from Afghanistan. So the so-called coalition is rapidly falling apart. It's going back to what it was all along. The U.S. and Great Britain going in and playing in the Mideast, as they have been for hundreds of years here. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back talking about Secretary of Defense Gates dropping hints about a new conscription yet to come. We'll be right back.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Mark in Texas. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was out of pocket yesterday, so you might have had this on your website. Don't know, but India's got this project going. And, buddy, they want an iris scan and fingerprint 1.2 billion people. Did you catch wind of this?
I think I heard something about it. And, you know, governments always want to put numbers on their people one way or the other. The problem with all of these systems ultimately in this modern technological age is it's very easy to fake and plant fingerprints. I know it looks like the stuff of spy movies, but it's actually quite easy to do. Same thing with iris scans. In fact, a security expert here in the United States actually made up a set of contact lenses with a pattern in them that allowed him to pass an iris scan for a completely different individual. And the funny thing is, looking at the contact lenses, it was obvious he was wearing something fake, but it did fool the iris scanner. And, you know,
well, this is all end up about as legitimate as a social security number for identification. That's what you're telling me.
Well, basically, everything is open to fraud because no matter how much money the government spends on these ID techniques, the criminals are always going to find a way to get around it. And as long as there's more money to be made buying protection against the criminals, the governments won't step in. I mean, the governments are creating these circumstances where we're subject to identity theft. Do you think there was such a thing as identity identity theft before the Social Security number and before we were forced to use checking accounts and credit cards and plastic? No, you put your money in your pocket, you go buy what you need, you go home, and that was it. You know, and if somebody tried to rob you, you shoot them. And that was kind of the end of the story. But the government mandates that we go to the Federal Reserve, that we use online banking, that we use all of this stuff, and we are literally being set up to be preyed upon by the cyber criminals, literally by government dictate.
Well, sometimes I think there's more into the story than what the original intent was. What they did, they contacted several of the tech companies from around the world, you know, like your Googles, Yahoos, Intel, Snapfish, et cetera, et cetera. And they wanted them to send, of course, folks of Indian origin that happened to work for these companies, but they wanted them to send them back to their own country, hopefully paid for, to set this thing up. But down at the bottom of the article, it was on Wall Street Journal, they had this guy, I'm just going to call him JV for short, because I'm not even going to pronounce his name, Mike, you can forget that. But he says he earns $50 a month, he doesn't have an ID. Like I say, there's always more to this story than the story says. But JV's 35-year-old resident. He earns $50 a month, and he don't have an ID. But guess what? He works for the government down there.
Well,
yeah, he just hopes this ID will help him open up a bank account and get his driver's license, because he's had a little difficulty obtaining that so far. This will help me prove my identity. He works for the government.
I think what's going on here is the push for a global government. They're trying to come up with a way of a standardized global ID for everybody to make sure that the global government is able to find you and take money from you when they need it. And I'm very much against that. We've reached a point in this country where I understand a driver's license, you know, that you're trained and authorized to operate a motor vehicle. But we're in a society right now where we have so many IDs that we're required to show for everybody. Now they're talking about this new safe flight system for the airlines where you have to get permission from the government to travel 72 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real Nazi stuff right there.
Well, they'll probably, your bank account, your world bank account, will probably tell them what they need to know.
Yeah, the guy's broke. He's harmless, he's broke.
Yeah, you take care, buddy.
All right, thanks an awful lot. All right, we're going to go back to Nick in Arizona. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha, Mike. Great to speak with you again. I just got a couple things on my mind, one of which is the complete and total subversion of even our alternative media, as you've been saying, by our friends in Israel. Since the ruling came out from the United Nations, I listen to you every day, and I believe it came out the Human Council, Human Rights Council came out and declared that the blockade is illegal, intentionally murdered the aid workers. And I listen to a lot of alternative radio, and Alex Jones is one of them, and I don't like to get into infighting, but I just want to put it out that you were right. He hasn't even touched it, hasn't touched that story about what happened, because I remember when it first happened, he had you on, and he had this other individual on, I forgot his name, representing, he had his own talk show, and the name escapes me, trying to, you know, act like, we got to have both sides of the story, never mind that they boarded the U.S. ships, never mind they plugged the U.S. citizen, we're going to be fair and balanced about it. Well, since the U.N. ruling came out, hasn't touched it, and I'm just...
Imagine my shock. I'm shocked. What can I tell you?
and again, I don't want to get into insight, but I just want to put that out there because in the search for truth and knowledge, go down all avenues, check everything out, but, you know, don't completely let your guard down, even if, things are being presented accurately and whatnot. It's just that those biases, it's really gotten to me, and I'm a Prison Planet member, and it's like, it's really frustrating. I can't believe he hasn't even mentioned it. The next thing I wanted to throw at you real fast is how you mentioned the BP oil disaster is America's Chernobyl, and to back it up, I'll go to my father, great man, obviously love my dad, but he's Obama's supporter. He was peed off at the Bush administration and hardcore.
Okay,
Democrat.
we got to take a break here for a couple of minutes. Hang on, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Nick in Arizona. And Nick, just pick up. Where are we going with this?
Real quick, I just wanted to let you know that you were right. Your analysis on the BP oil disaster was 100% right, that it is America's Chernobyl. And the proof is, you know, from my personal story, and I take it as a bellwether, like my father, a big Obama supporter, couldn't wake him up with the lobbyists, couldn't wake him up with the fact that he hired the Clinton retreads on and on and on. But what finally snapped him out of his Obama funk was the BP oil disaster and how they lied about the oil disappearing, the cover-ups, and the collusion with BP. So just wanted to let you know that you're right. If a lot of people couldn't see things on the minor level, they are seeing that the cover-up of the BP oil disaster is on Obama and his administration. They own it, and the lies are coming through, and it's just like an onion. Once he finishes doing away with his base, they peel away that one lie, and people are starting to look more and more. And it's definitely happening. So I just wanted to say thanks, Mike, for all your analysis. Great job you're doing. I listen to you every day, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much for those kind words. And, yeah, absolutely, the BP disaster, especially because now we've got the Fed's man on the scene down there, Admiral What's-His-Name, and he basically got up on the media today and said, yeah, the oil is still washing ashore along the Gulf. So, yeah, everybody understands now that back on July 15th, when Obama said the crisis is over and most of the oil is gone, he was lying. There is no other word for it. He was lying. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a misread. It wasn't bad data. He lied for the benefit of the election. He wanted this to go away before November. He wanted the economic problems to go away before November. It doesn't happen that way. You are president of the United States. You are not God. You don't get to reorder the universe around yourself at a whim. Your job is to take care of the realities that are afflicting this country, which includes Israel attacking and killing Americans in international waters, I might add. President Pussy. All right, so anyway, moving right along here. Secretary of Defense Gates is starting to hem and haw about how too few Americans are bearing the burdens of this war, that most Americans are seeing military service as something that somebody else is doing. And basically what he's doing, he's dropping hints that without a draft, they cannot sustain this invasion and conquest of whoever we're invading and conquering from this point on. And I think he's being precipitous, because everybody knows if you mention the word draft, it's an election loser. But clearly, the pressure is there. They can't get people to sign up, no matter how much you starve a town into submission. They're not flocking to those military recruiters. And all these stories about suicides are not helping the situation any. Because people understand, if you've got that kind of a suicide problem, then, you know, this is a living heck that you're putting these young men and women into. And, you know, parents are saying, I love these TV commercials where they're trying to get the parents to go along and say, well, maybe it's a good idea for you to join the military. Parents aren't falling for it. The parents are saying, you do not sign up for the military. I will drop a typewriter on your foot so that you can't march and hike to keep you out of the military. Parents who love their kids, they're not letting them sign up. Mamas, don't let your children grow up to be soldiers, or whatever the song is going to be here. Now, over in Pennsylvania, as you know, the Pennsylvania governor hired this Israeli security company. Have you noticed that in the midst of all this terror and security and all the rest of it, that it's Israeli companies that are getting all this money? It's a whirlwind. Go in, knock over a couple of skyscrapers, and your own security companies go in and get all the contracts. Isn't that a cool deal how that works? So anyway, Governor Ed Rendell, it's basically, talking about this, his new Homeland Security director and this no-bid contract to this Israeli-based company, which wound up spying on tax protesters, gays, lesbian groups, opponents of drilling in the Marcus Shale. In other words, everybody but the terrorists was being spied on by this group. And it cost, $125,000 from the state budget, and they really can't afford it. And they ran a little online survey, or not, a newspaper ran a survey saying, what do you think should be the appropriate punishment for the director of Homeland Security? And I guess they were expecting, fire him, loss of benefits, censure, whatever. But apparently a rather large contingent of people writing in said, put him in front of a firing squad. Which I think, they're not going to really put him in front of a firing squad, but I think it's indicative that your average American has reached the point where shooting the bastards is a viable option. Remember Claire Wolf, when she wrote her wonderful book, 101 Things to Do While Waiting for the Revolution, and in the book she said, we're in that awkward period in history. It's too late to work within the system, but too soon to shoot the bastards. And then a couple of years ago, she went public and she said, I was wrong. It's time to shoot the bastards. And from this response to this Pennsylvania situation, looks like the large numbers of Americans are starting to agree with them. It's time to shoot the bastards. Because we don't know of anything else that's going to get them to quit doing what they're doing. We've tried asking nicely. That is not working. Now, meanwhile, for those of you who love to travel, and I like to travel, and I used to love flying before I had to get naked to get on an airplane, and it's getting a little bit dicier because American airline companies are not required by law to have their aircraft maintained by licensed and regulated repair facilities here in the United States of America. Now, repair facilities in the United States of America are regulated and inspected and checked by the FAA, which doesn't mean anything, but at least they go through the process, and it looks like they're trying to basically do all the regulatory compliance and the paperwork. But all of that regulatory compliance costs a lot more money, which gets passed on to the airlines, which affects their bottom line. And so more and more airlines that are flying to, you know, routes to other countries, they're electing to have the maintenance done in those foreign countries. In other words, they're offshoring aircraft maintenance, which means lower costs. American aircraft mechanics are losing their jobs. You know, tough. You know, it's global economy. Get with the game. But the problem is we're starting to see an accumulation of these incidents where these foreign mechanics who are not being regulated and there is no oversight are making some mistakes that come back to haunt the airlines because the aircraft manuals are in English. And the people working in these foreign repair facilities, most of them don't speak, read, and write English. And they're just going by guess and by gosh, and there have been some very, very ugly incidents. I'll give you one example. Now, this particular accident happened many, many, many years ago. So it doesn't affect today, which is why I'm giving it some distance. But it shows you what can go wrong with these circumstances. Airline was having a problem where all of a sudden the ailerons on the aircraft would lock during landing. And there was an accident and people got killed. And a test pilot went up in one of the airplanes and they were just working around with it. And they discovered that when the plane was under too much G's, the ailerons would lock and could no longer work. Well, they got the plane back down to the ground and they inspected it and they found out a bolt in the linkage for the ailerons. This is back when there was a direct mechanical linkage between the control yoke and the ailerons. There was a bolt was installed upside down. And when the wings flexed under G loading, the head of the bolt would lock against a wing frame member and prevent the ailerons from working. And they went back and the actual instruction manual specifically said, insert the bolt from the bottom up. But the mechanics who were working on these airplanes weren't reading the manuals. And they were putting the bolts in top down because that's how you always put a bolt into a machine, from the top down. The hole was drilled and tapped all the way through the linkage. It didn't matter from that point of view which way the bolt went in. And they weren't. And so these kind of things can happen. And you watch. I mean, airlines have been deregulated to the point where, you know, they're spending tons of money to make sure that we're not a threat to the aircraft and no money at all making sure that the aircraft is not a threat to us. So, we're devolving. Our society and our civilization is devolving. Look at all the things we used to be able to do that we can't do anymore. We used to have supersonic aircraft transport. We used to be able to send men to the moon. We can't do that anymore. Civilization is already falling. Forget about will America fall. It already happened. It's already happening. Our roads are crumbling. Our infrastructure is collapsing. We can't do the things that we used to do. All righty. Moving right along here. Going to pound a little bit on the global warming cult. They're still out there whimpering and whining about how the world is getting warmer and it's your fault and we need that carbon tax. And the last part is true. If the U.S. government doesn't figure out another way to ream you for another 10% of your money, they're going to start defaulting on their payments. And, of course, you know, from the government's point of view, better that you should live in squalor than that they should have to actually do without. So that is the message we're getting from the government every single day. You must make do with less so that we can have more. You must watch your thermostat because we need the energy to fight the war. You've got to stop living such wasteful lives because, you know, after all, we've got to fund the war. Nothing's more wasteful than a war. I've seen that close up many, many years ago when I was part of a motion picture television visual effects company in Hollywood. We got hired by a military contractor to come on out and help set up a demonstration for Congress. And I can't talk about it. It was all classified. It didn't go through. Congress didn't vote for it. Thank goodness. And I got to see how these guys spend money. You think using plastic grocery bags is wasteful? That's nothing compared to the way that these military contractors, you know, if you're a small businessman, your funding is like, you know, the water coming out of your kitchen faucet. These military contractors, they're all walking around with fire hoses on it full blast. I mean, that's the scale of waste and spending that's going out there. So the global warming cult is still trying to figure out some way they can talk you out of carbon taxes because the governments need the money, the global government needs the money, and of course Al Gore and Obama and all these people and all these Hollywood celebrities who've invested in these carbon trading brokerages, they want to make money off of the buying and selling of the carbon credits, which is a license to sin. It's a modern-day indulgence. You used to go to the church to get a license to sin. Now you go to Al Gore to get a license to sin. It's basically the same scam all over again. And Mother Nature is basically doing blah, 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 blah at them, because Sydney is now shivering through their coldest September in 5 years. They had their coldest winter in 13 years, and now they've had a hideously cold September, coldest in 5 years. And again, they're saying, but the heat is coming. Trust us. It's going to be really a broiler this summer. They're still trying to talk up heat, 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 heat. And it isn't there. Meanwhile, Great Britain's leading scientific body has now backed off and said, you know, we really don't know whether the planet is getting warmer or colder. Remember, Phil Jones, who was the head of Hadley CRU, actually came out and said, yeah, there really hasn't been any warming for the last 5-6 years. And we can't explain it, but that's just the way it is. And the media won't cover these parts of the story. It's like, you know, earlier in the week when they had one day with a really hot temperature in Los Angeles, and it immediately cooled down immediately thereafter. And we don't know how accurate that temperature reading in Los Angeles was, because when you have a whole bunch of data that says A, and there's one that sticks up and says B, B is automatically suspect. They had a record-setting temperature in Arizona, and when we went out and looked at all the temperature sensors in Arizona, none of them matched up. And then we found out this one sensor was sitting at the airport next to a heat source, which he'd been playing these games. Meanwhile, we've got all these stories about how snow has come a month early to Norway and Russia and China and the Alps. And you don't see those stories on the corporate media, because the corporate media is still trying to sell you the idea that they can convince you that the planet is getting hotter, even though it's freezing where you are. That's the latest mantra from the global warming cult. Well, there are regional variations, and just because you're freezing, trust us, we know the world is getting warmer, and it's all carbon dioxide, and it's all your fault, and you must pay the carbon tax. And again, as I said earlier in the show, you got to have the freedom to stand up and say, no, no, I don't believe you anymore. You've lied to us about so many things. This is just another governmental con game. There's a video called The Secret of Oz, and it's linked to whatreallyhappened.com, and it's talking about the economy, about how it's all run by fraud and charade against the people. And that applies not just to the economy, but to everything. We have a government that rules us through fraud and deception and hoax. And as we evolve our civilization, we have to stand up and say, no, we know it's a hoax. There's no more validity to human-caused global warming than there was to divine right. There's no more validity to Al Gore's selling of carbon indulgences than there was to the Catholic Church selling indulgences. It's just another hoax and scam. And we need to stand up and say, you are a government of the scammers, by the scammers, and for the scammers, and we're not going to go along with it anymore. When we had a prosperous economy, you know, a government of scammers was a luxury we could tolerate. We'll go along with it because it's just not worth the trouble for us to stand up and poke you in the nose and say, cut it out. But we don't have a prosperous economy anymore. We've had unending series of scams to loot the public, and they've succeeded. We don't have any more money. And we're not going to give you any more, because we need to feed our children, and we need to keep them out of your clutches for your wars. And when we don't have anything more to give to the government, that's when it becomes a matter of pure survival to stand up and say no more. Our very survival as a people depends on standing up and saying no to the government. Because the government will never learn how to say no itself. I mean, they always have that slogan in these commercials about drugs and alcohols, just say no. I wish the government would take their own advice, particularly when it comes to the money addicts. It's time for the money addicts to stand up and say, just no. Just say no. No more money addiction. Write off all these debts, and let's hit the reset button and start the country all over again. And do it peacefully. Because if we can't do it peacefully, the only other option is going to get very, very messy. I don't like that idea. But I'm not going to stand in its way. All right, moving right along here. Let's see what we have else to talk about. As I mentioned, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Paul Zunkuft, the federal government's on-scene coordinator for the Gulf oil disaster, basically agreed yesterday on Wednesday that there is still a lot of oil washing up onto the beaches of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And they're sending out the cleanup crews to pour sand all over it. to try and keep the cameras from finding it, but it's there. Still watching Tropical Storm Nicole and, you know, how much it's going to stir up the Gulf. But a really good stirring in the Gulf there. And the lie about the status of the Gulf oil disaster is going to be seen by everybody. Meanwhile, scientists who are not on the payroll of British Petroleum, remember yesterday we reported BP is down there in the Gulf with $500 million of grants to hand out to scientists who will come up and say, yes, everything is just fine. $500 million buys you an awful lot of agreement. $500 million, I'd be agreeable. Let's be honest here. Everybody has a price. Mine keeps going up every day. But this microbiologist is down there and basically saying we're starting to see mutations in the fish in the Gulf. Changes to their DNA mitigated by these very toxic mutagenic, carcinogenic components of the oil and the dispersant. Now, if the fish are mutating, what about the microbes? What about the germs? Are they mutating as well? They're more sensitive to these environmental mutagens than the fish. Who knows? We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about British Petroleum down there in the Gulf. And British Petroleum, of course, is poo-pooing all the reports about oil contamination and bad seafood. And they're basically trying to find ways to mitigate all of the impending lawsuits. We've gotten reports that British Petroleum workers have been seen actually burning up the bodies of sea mammals that have been killed by the oil, because each one of those corpses represents something like $25,000 in fines under the Endangered Species Act. And so they're basically burning up the evidence or burying it as fast as they can to try and reduce their exposure. And they're getting away with it because Barack Obama was the largest single recipient of BP campaign money in 2008, and he's going to be holding his hand out to them in 2012. And, you know, his reelection comes ahead of 300 million Americans, whether they're being shot by Israel or poisoned by British Petroleum. And that is just the way political life is in the United States of America, until we, the people, have the moral courage to change it. But one thing British Petroleum is now doing, they have mounted a huge program with federal assistance going into the public schools around the Gulf to reassure them that the oil is gone, the dispersants are perfectly healthy, and the seafood is safe to eat. You will believe that everything is back to normal, and you will tell mommy and daddy that everything is okay. When you hear them complaining, you say, oh no, school taught us everything is just fine. And if you don't believe that the oil crisis is over, then the terrorists will have won. And the FBI will come in and kick down your door and say, you're not being a good parent to your child if you challenge anything that they learn in school. We'll get there. We will get there. They're already talking about, you know, passing a whole new raft of laws. There's been a huge push to make Holocaust denial a crime in this country. And as soon as they get that, they'll make 9/11 denial a criminal action in this country. And then they'll make Gulf oil conspiracy punishable. It's already happened. You know, if you dig a sandcastle on the westward beaches of Florida, they'll arrest you. Because you can't show that the oil is still down there. That's embarrassing to the president. And you can't embarrass the president in the United States of America. Horrors. We're not allowed to do that sort of thing. People in the chat room were talking about alternative energy and whether or not we can really achieve that. And yes, a reduction of energy use is a big part of it. And we should be efficient and not wasteful with our energy. And like I said, war, there's nothing more wasteful of energy and resources than war. Why can't we cut those out? We could shut down this whole war machine and this whole psychotic need to go around the world killing brown people. We could cut federal taxes in half. The economy would light up like a Christmas tree or a Hanukkah bush or whichever one you want to go with that. But, of course, we are a nation. Our government exists to perpetuate war. Look at your history. Can anybody think of a single year since the end of World War II in which the U.S. government did not have soldiers somewhere in somebody else's country shooting and killing people? We talk peace, but this is a nation that is permanently geared for war. All right, and on that unhappy thought, we're going to call it quits for today. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central, here on RBN. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, hug your loved ones, and aloha, America.